304 people. We're respectfully asking for your resignation.
The petition delivered by former Select Board Chair David Coquindo at Wednesday's meeting is the latest development in an escalating situation in the town of 2000.
The town of Hinsdale's politics has been very venomous for a very, very long time.
At the last meeting in November, the Select Board placed Police Chief Nancy Daniels on paid administrative leave. Due to emergency surgery in April and an ankle injury in the summer, Daniels has failed to complete the state-required six-month municipal police training academy needed to be a full-time officer in the Commonwealth. Placing Daniels back on part-time status has led to animosity directed at Chair Bonnie Connor.
There is only one reason that they don't support me. And if they don't want to go to the websites and read the state rules, and they want to believe, and I'm going to outright say it, if they want to believe lies that are being spread and rumors and innuendo and everything, then that's their choice. There's nothing I can do about it.
A 13-year veteran of the force, Daniels signed a 3-year contract with the town in January to become the full-time chief. At the time, she was granted a waiver that allowed her to serve without going through the necessary training, but it has since expired. She plans to enroll in the next academy in February and is hoping more information comes from next week's executive session involving herself, the town's council, and an attorney representing the Massachusetts Chiefs of Police Association.
When they put me in as full-time, with the agreement that I go to the academy, which I've made every attempt to do that, and unfortunately I haven't been able to accomplish that yet, but it's not over till it's over. So hopefully next week we'll have some more answers and we'll just keep going.
Bonnie Connor has chaired the Select Board for the last 5 months and says the former board shouldn't have hired Daniels until she was qualified.
Yeah, it's pretty overwhelming, and considering that we're really not getting much help and that we have a certain bunch of people whose criteria it is to do nothing but give you a bad time and waste your time with frivolous things, and they want to waste all your time and keep you from doing anything and getting anything done.
Connor says she wanted to serve on the board to straighten out recent town politics that have prompted state police being called to town meetings. Connor says the incidents involved a network of venomous people. Connor took the public comment period off the meeting agenda for 3 weeks because she says it has become a time for verbal assault.
Basically, I took it off the agenda for 2 or 3 weeks to try to get people to quiet down and get a grip, and it made them worse. So put it back on, let them vent.
Coquindo, who served as select chair from 2011 to 2012, says he stepped down because he was unhappy with the way the town was running. He says it took about 3 weeks to gather more than 300 signatures for the petition.
The hope of the petition is to, if Bonnie elects to keep the position she likes, is to actually start to listen to the will of the people, not just a certain few select.
Coquindo says you will also present the petition to state lawmakers in support of a bill that would allow for the recall of elected officials if a petition is signed by at least 25% of registered voters who voted in the previous gubernatorial election. The bill has been referred to the legislature's Joint Committee on Election Laws. The town's 7 part-time officers are helping to cover Daniel's full-time shift. The next meeting is December 11th. Reporting from WAMC's Berkshire Bureau at the Berkshire Eagle, I'm Jim Lavoulis.